Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. It's vacation time, which means taking your stuff to a new location. This is commonly called packing, which is different from the term get packing, which means you're leaving, but not because you want to. For me, the worst part of vacation is packing. I'd rather go with what I'm wearing and buy shorts, 3 for $10, and T-shirts that say, Visit North Korea. It's a blast. Some people like to start packing a few days prior to make sure they think through the wardrobe process with different outfits each day. These are people who probably think it's important to line up the buttons with the matching buttonholes on their shirts. There are certain rules I follow when packing, and I adhere to these rules because I know everyone has a favorite clothing they like to wear on vacation. Part of that rule states that if an article of clothing becomes ripped or tattered, you can wear it until people start asking if you've either joined a grunge band or are in the forefront of some new fashion trend. This does not apply to underwear, which may be worn until it literally falls off. I personally had a favorite pair of Fruit of the Looms for so long, the only thing left was a label still hanging onto a large rubber band. The grapes on what was left of the label weren't the only things that were ripe. Don't throw away useful items like this. You can start a new trend in headbands. I allow 10 minutes of pack time for every week away. If you, like I, know which drawer or cardboard box your underwear and socks are in and where your pants are thrown, packing's a snap and you've got a leg up. It's a wrinkled leg, but chances are no one will know you unless it's a family function and they already know how badly you dress. And I don't worry about how the clothes fit in the suitcase because I know the airport troops, if they're your size, will pick and choose what they want and throw the rest back in, knowing you can't tell if anything's missing. The reason I know this is because when you see someone at the airline counter looking at you and talking into a communication device, they're actually reporting to their friend in the baggage area who also operates a vintage clothing store downtown. After your trip, visit the vintage stores and you'll pay up to 4 times the original price for those favorite shorts you once owned. And that's your Radio Buzz.